Good morning, church. It's good to meet with you again. My name is Aaron, and I will be taking you through Proverbs 3 this week. Today, we're going to read the entire proverb, I beg your pardon, and we're going to look at verse 1 only. And it reads as follows: My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life and many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent His rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those He loves, as a father the son He delights in. In this short but powerful chapter of Proverbs 3, the father steps in the role of a teacher to his son and is giving four essential commands to his son, which we will be unpacking this week. The first command to the son is not to forget the teachings or the commands given to him. Solomon often uses the phrase, my son, in Proverbs, which suggests that Proverbs contain truths that loving and godly parents should pass and must pass along to their children. As God's children, we need His loving counsel, and He gives it to us through this book of Proverbs. Solomon is using an endearing and a warm term, son, which would melt any child's heart and leave a child feel loved and cared for. John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13 says, He gave the right to become God's children to everyone who believed in Him. These people didn't become God's children in a physical way, or from a human impulse, or from a husband's desire to have a child. They were born from God. So the first step we are led to in the study of Proverbs is we are being led straight to Jesus Christ. You cannot honestly call your father, and you cannot honestly call God your father, unless you have had a revelation of God's love through His Son, Jesus. This revelation comes through Jesus Christ alone. God calls us His sons and daughters, and we in turn call Him Father through His Son, Jesus. We are made children of God through the spiritual rebirth and adoption in Jesus. To be called a son or a daughter is such an awesome privilege. We cannot earn it, nor do we deserve it. The title son or daughter speaks of whose we are and who we are as children of God. Believers must know where they come from and whose we are. The knowledge will help the believer in how we relate to God. This is the self-actualization that is only found in the Word of God through Jesus. Mm-hmm. We are made to be sons and daughters of God, who has called us through His precious Son, Jesus. Romans 10:14 says, "But how can people call on Him if they have not believed in Him? How can they believe in Him if they have not heard His message? How can they hear if no one tells them the good news? and this proverb. Again, the son is commanded not to forget the father's teachings, which will be of great benefit to him. God has always demanded that those whom he has chosen and related to take heed of his commands. This is not because God likes lording it over his subjects, but he wants his people to be prosper. He wants them to live in peace. The well-being and success of every believer is closely linked to how well they hear and how well they obey his commands. The very point that we are sons and daughters is closely linked to not forgetting to. Not forget is a skill we must hone to commit to memory the word of God so that we could be led in the will of God. Faith is stimulated through the hearing of the good news or the word of God. The more we are exposed to the word of God, the more we will be challenged to practicing the skill of remembering, the skill of not forgetting the commands of God. We will deal with the method of how to practice the committing to memory the word of God later this week. Unless we are spiritually prepared, diligent, disciplined in the study of the word of God, and are obedient to what God tells us to do, we won't really understand what God's will is for our lives, and we will not know true prosperity. A willingness to remember and obey is essential. As believers, we value and appreciate the word of God for what it is. It is a safeguard of life. The word of God is a foundation to faith and should be seen as the beginning of a relationship, fruitful relationship with God. These commands will reveal the will of God for our lives. God calls us to receive his wisdom and be skillful so that we can make a life that will glorify him. The process of not forgetting is a process that will cause us to have the skills to handle the word of God properly. And in the process, we will in turn cause us to walk in the road of blessing. The question we must then ask today, what can I do to practice committing to memory the word of God? Church, have a lovely day and God bless you. May you have a fruitful week this week. See you again soon.